This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Note to podcasters. If you want to raise the number of people that listen to your show, book racists as guests.
Nice.
I told everybody about that.
Unbelievable the amount of people that were listening to our show. It was all-time, it was like all-time record for this afternoon show for people listening to the live feed, like the audio-only feed.
Mm-hmm.
And the podcast numbers are unbelievable.
Super.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I say we try to top it today.
I think what it was is people were going back and listening. I think they were going back and listening to where he loses it again. Because there was that time, you know, there was that point where he just lost it, you know?
Yeah, he went mental.
My Hispanicness, when my Latinness.
When your people are plotting our destiny.
Right, when he said, I was listening to my dark side. I mean, he just lost it there. It was very
quite insane.
And, you know, the other thing that happened, which is very cool, and I talked to people last night. I was on Facebook. And more than one person, I'll use Skip as an example, because anybody who's listened to the show for a long time knows listener Skip. He was the first one, or I'm sorry, he was the third one to get hold of me, and said that he was listening over Stitcher. Finally, Stitcher got the app for his BlackBerry. And I guess I don't have a BlackBerry. BlackBerry looks cool, but I don't have one. I used to have something similar to a BlackBerry. I had my HTC Tilt. I moved over to the iPhone. And although the iPhone, I am usually screwing up the typing. But I made the switch anyway. And I like the phone. But the BlackBerry, one of the most popular BlackBerries, they didn't have an app for it. And they finally got it to where whatever level of BlackBerry. The cheap one, okay, which was the one Skip had. That's the one they finally got the app for, is the cheap one, I guess. Because a bunch of people that had that BlackBerry could now listen to the phone. I haven't talked to Sean, but I think Sean had that same BlackBerry. So all these people who couldn't get the show on Stitcher before, they were able to get it yesterday.
Well, you can also get it for the Palm Pre as well, because I've got one of them on an iPhone.
Yeah, well, so the timing was perfect, you know, for people to do it.
I have the Palm Pro. I don't. That's Windows enabled. I don't need any of those programs.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it's great. I had the Tilt was Windows enabled. I loved my Tilt, but I do like the iPhone. I like the iPhone a lot. I want to get into this. I got so many things to get into today. Let me do the first one. Last night I went on to this formspring.me. I got it from a comic book artist and writer, Rob Liefeld, set one up and answered a bunch of questions. I thought, that's kind of cool. And so he's on Twitter with me. And so I kind of set it up just to see if it would work. And by the way, I set it up last night at Gully. I know that you were awake.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be 2 o'clock in the morning when I set this up.
Yeah, I was up this morning.
Right, like midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, somewhere like that. It was late at night when I set it up. And what it is you go to this thing and you set up your own account, and then you just send out to your Facebook and Twitter or whatever, and you say, "Ask me any question." So I did it. I just said, okay, let's do it. And I said, maybe I'll get a couple of questions. And you can set it to where it's anonymous or you can log in. Okay? So I set it for anonymous. And my advice is, if you are sensitive, if you are thin-skinned, set it for anonymous, because people will ask some of the most hateful questions. There were maybe a couple of hateful questions, but there were all of a sudden, and this is 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't even know who's awake at this time. there were, and anybody, and I apologize for anybody who's a fan of mine on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, or follower of mine. I know I probably flooded your status, because every time I answer one, it goes to the Facebook. But I got to tell you, there's still like 50 questions in there that I didn't answer. I finally,
like mine.
Yeah, I finally. Do you have another one in there? Did you ask the English one?
He did answer your question, Gully.
Did you ask the English one, Gully?
Which one?
The one about why my English accent sounds gay?
Yeah.
I answered that.
It hasn't come up on my feed.
So. Oh, yeah, no, I answered that.
You didn't answer mine.
I haven't. When did you put yours in?
Just now.
Oh, no, there's probably 50 before you, buddy. I mean.
Well, go to that one.
Gorilla, I can't even begin to explain how many. I mean, I think it's the same person asking a question. I appreciate people caring about me, but not that many can give a shit about Ray Lytle. I got to be honest.
I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions on it, Ray.
See, I don't want.
Now you've done it.
No, but they really are, and a lot of questions are very intrusive. So anyway, I do this thing, this FormSpring thing, and set it up and said anybody can ask me questions at any time, and got a bunch of questions. So I was up till really, really late answering these questions. And then this morning when I woke up, I had to go back, and I'm like, okay, I answered the question. And I answered like a dozen this morning, and I'm like, oh, screw this. It's too much. So I actually had to stop. And now at some point this weekend, I will I'll do it again. But don't be offended, okay? Don't be offended if I haven't answered every single question. All right? And Gully, so it was one of your questions I didn't answer or something?
No, you actually answered the gay one, so okay. There we go.
Yeah. No, it I did. Go. I answered that. I said, what was my answer? I said, I'm not sounding gay. Maybe it's because I'm doing a Timothy Dalton as James Bond impersonation.
It's because he's doing Timothy Dalton. That's why.
I said it's because
it sounds gay.
I said, and it's not intentional. When I do my English accent, I'm actually doing a Timothy Dalton impersonation.
In your mind, Timothy Dalton.
You're doing the impersonation. You're not actually doing Timothy Dalton.
No. But I believe.
Gotcha.
But I gotta be honest. I think there is a dude that is.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure Timothy Dalton. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
He looks the type.
Yeah, he does. But I think that Timothy Dalton is I think he's had. I think he's
man encounters.
I think he has laid with a naked man.
And liked it.
I don't know. This is just my opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Somebody want to check that? Somebody want to Google and see if...
just in case. Let's see.
Somebody want to check that to see if maybe he has. Because I'm thinking... I'm thinking he has. That's just me. So anyway, I did this thing. It's called FormSpring. And I'll bring questions up. I'm going to check right now to see what Gorilla's, I'm sure, offensive question is.
Questions, right? Questions.
Oh, you asked multiple questions?
Yes, let's see if you can guess
which
one's
mine. Just asked them, right?
Recently.
Okay, then they'll be at the top. Let's see here. Let me try to log. I'm doing it from my phone. So.
I'm going to get you all that. Thanks, Gully.
Woohoo!
Let's see. I'm logging in now. Hold on, it takes a second because I forget my password.
Forgot your password already? You just set it up yesterday.
No. I it's not stored. I didn't forget it. All right. How dare you? Did you ask that disgusting Miss Kitty question?
Of course I did.
What is wrong? I will be deleting that question.
Oh, answer it, Ray.
I will not.
Free speech. Come on. Free speech.
And that last question, seriously, what number is your wife? Did you ask that? Who asked that question?
Well, we never did find out, so.
It's an offense. I'm not answering that question. Out of respect to my wife, I will not answer that question.
I'm sure the people want to know.
I'm sure my wife doesn't want to know.
I'm sure she knows because it's her number.
I was actually gonna make it more offensive, but I stopped myself.
Look at all these questions I can answer.
I stopped myself.
That's a lot of questions, though.
It's unbelievable. I'd be answering. I would have been answering it all morning. I had to stop. The questions so far. Let me see. I'll read the ones that I got so far. See here. If I can find them. all right, let's see. I don't know how to find them. There was a bunch. All right, here's some of the questions. All right, I'll read them. To those that missed it, here's some of the stuff I got. If your wife was in a horrible car accident and died, but the doctors were able to transplant her brain into the body of a 12-year-old girl, would you have sex with your wife, who is now a 12-year-old girl?
That's a bit broken.
Yeah, I
didn't answer that.
My answer is, what kind of sicko asking questions like that? Did you have a brain injury at some point? somebody else said, are you excited about the Cubs this season? I said, not really. I'm ready for the Derek Lee era to end with the Cubs. I can hardly wait for Ryan Sandberger to take over as manager. I'm thinking if they have a good season, they can finish second, but more than likely it's going to be third in the Central. That being said, however, I love Tyler Colvin and plan on watching every single game this year because I'm a diehard. Somebody said, what would aliens, and I think this is P-double. This sounds like a P-double question, doesn't it? His question was, what would aliens think of us if they have equipment that allows them to watch our TV, but the only channel they get is Fox News? My answer is they would ask us to return Glenn Beck to them.
My question's classic. I've just done you a new question.
Somebody else asked me if I would play in Peoria again. And I just, basically I said, sure, I love Peoria. But I answered it more, it was a longer answer. Here's another question. This is a nice, friendly, family question. Why, dear Ray, why are you a drain on society? Why haven't you realized that you need to get another career? Do you realize you are living in a delusional state? Now, I was going to say I had no idea Illinois was delusional. What I instead said, yes, since about 14 years old, but don't tell anybody. Okay. Then somebody said, do you ever listen to morning radio in Springfield? If so, who do you listen to? I don't know what they were looking for me to answer there. So I answered honestly, I said, my radio consists of my phone plugged into the auxiliary jack of my stereo, of my car stereo or home stereo. And I just basically said, I listen to Radio Disney with Bella while I drive her to school. Then after she leaves, I'll flip over to Sirius. I'll listen to Howard. However, that's only if I pay my Sirius online bill. Which, do you have Sirius online? How do you get Sirius? Do you have a Sirius, Gorilla?
No.
Oh, I thought you had Sirius. Okay. If you don't pay your subscription, they close you out. And currently, I'm broke, so I didn't pay it. So I can't get in yet. I'll probably pay it after next week. So I'll be without Stern for a week and a half.
Refresh it and read from the top again.
Hold on. And then I answered the question. I said if I don't, and then I said if I don't have my phone, then I'll listen to. A WDBR with Bell in the car, and then a WYMG without her. Then there was questions about high school and the last time I was home, which I think that was asked by people who I went to high school with. People then said, free beer and hot wings suck. Why are you not on WQLZ anymore? I said, well, the first part's not even a question, by the way. That's just a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think this had to be Chris Hansen. All right. Somebody said, it's a costume party. Do you choose A, a Jason mask, or B, a Burger King mask? That had to be Chip Hansen, right?
I'm going to go, you know what I'm going as for Halloween this year?
What?
I'm going as Glenn Miller.
The racist Senate candidate.
That's right.
I'm going to go as my dark side. I'm going to go as Darth Vader. Let's see. Then somebody asked me a question about if I think podcasting will make money and where radio's going, I answered that. Then there was a question about what's the most hilarious bit the gym photographer ever did, also given your on-again, off-again relationship with some people you've worked with. Why do you think you and Jim the photographer work so well for so long? That kind of implies that I didn't get that I don't get along with anybody that I ever work with, and that's not true.
Present.
It's you know. Now, there are some people that I'd rather never see again, but for the majority, you know, it's like everywhere. You know, some coworkers are coworkers, and other coworkers become friends. Then somebody did a question about me mowing their lawn. Thank you. Hater. Then here we go. These are the questions that I got. Who was your favorite player on Saturday Night Live? If it wasn't Joe Piscopo, why wasn't it Joe Piscopo? If you could be Joe Piscopo for a day, what would you do?
If you could Joe Piscopo run across your page or something?
I don't know. This had to be somebody who thought, here's my answers. They said, who's your favorite player on Saturday Night Live? If it wasn't Joe Piscopo, why wasn't it Joe Piscopo? Chris Farley, Chris Rock, Bill Murray, Amy Poehler. I prefer the funny members. If you could be Joe Piscopo for a day, what would you do? I would actually go out in public in Springfield and be recognized less. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? I said time shifting. I would give myself winning lottery numbers and sports winners. Oh, and I would also save people from death and destruction, but only after I give myself lottery winners and sports winners. Lottery numbers, sports winners. And then someone said, isn't this picture amazing? And it was a picture of Joe Piscopo shirtless riding a motorcycle.
Nice.
And then someone said, if you could have one superpower, what would it be besides being Joe Piscopo, of course? Then someone said, why does your English accent sound gay, gully?
Well, it does.
And then someone said, why are you asking yourself all these questions? I said, because I think the world needs to be reminded of Joe Piscopo. And let me go to
now,
the inbox.
Now refresh and read to the top.
Yeah, go to the top.
How much would it take for you to go gay is one of the questions. And not safe for work warning, illicit warning. How many cocks has Joe inserted into his anus this year?
Well, how
55?
Much?
Well, why the hell would I know?
Well, you how might. Much would it take for you to go gay?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'll tell you what.
How gay?
I'll make you.
Wait a minute. How gay you asking?
Well, just one time.
No. Like how gay? What gay thing? Is it like going
to the bottom on this one?
Is it like going to the ballet? Because I'll do that pretty cheap or something.
No. You got to go to the bottom.
You mean take like anal stuff?
Yeah.
Give and
take.
Oh
man. Oh, that's got to be a lot.
I know somebody who will pay. At least enough to put
Maybe turn
your
you
Sirius
know
back
somebody
on.
That would pay. And turn my Sirius back. What? What's wrong with you?
He'd pay enough to turn your Sirius back
it's
on.
It's like 10 or 15 bucks or something.
Well, there you go.
It's Joe, isn't it?
No, you know what? How dare you? It would take a considerable amount to go that gay.
Cut a deal. You'll get 10% off Joe's website if you do it for him.
I don't know. Did you answer that? Did you answer that question, Vanilla? Like how much it would take for you to... Somebody answered that.
For me to go gay?
Somebody on the show answered that not that long ago.
Well, I'm sure I have a number. It's a very large number.
Oh, yeah. There's a number. Come on. There's a number for everything. There's a number for anything except for injury to my wife and daughter. There's a number for everything else. I don't care.
10 million.
That seems kind of low.
I'm just someone
else. I got to tell you, who finds out and how well hung is the guy?
Yeah, if he's a 12-incher, then 55 million maybe.
If it's like a small one. 10 million.
I'm thinking like 25 million per inch.
I gotta be honest. If it's small, money up front, condom, well lubed, and I get to be on like some type of drugs. 10 million. Well, I might go for 10 mil. Be honest with you. I might go for 10 mil.
No, I wouldn't budge at least 50.
But if anyone asked, I'd say I was raped. I'd never admit to doing it for you.
He made me do it with this pile of cash.
After he paid me 10 million.
Yeah.
No, come on.
He took the pain away.
There's not much a human being wouldn't do for $10 million.
I wouldn't do it for $10 million.
Oh, yeah,
no, I wouldn't either.
Sure you would.
I would. Not me. Although it's nice to know your number is really, really low.
Hey, $10 million's not low, my friend.
You know what? These days, it kind of is.
Well, depending on what it's you do, depending on what you do with it, $10 million.
Hey, Ray would teabag you for two.
It's pretty sweet.
Well, you'd lose half of it to taxes right away.
I'd take a teabagging for a mil. Come on, that's nothing. So teabagging? Come on.
A million ain't what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's not even going to buy you a big house.
It's only a teabagging.
No, but, you know, you at least want financial security of the fact that you've had balls in your mouth.
You know, they go in your mouth? Oh, I thought they just go in
your face. Yes, that's what teabagging means.
Oh. Yes.
Are they clean?
Well, just,
I don't know.
Does that matter?
How clean? Well, you know, I mean,
you don't want to get Billy Joe or
you don't want dirty mouth. You don't want dirty balls in there, for God's sake.
Balls are balls. You've just got to, you know, right. $1 million's just not, really isn't.
Well, I don't know. Is there like a distinction between dirty balls and clean balls in your mouth? Do you make that distinction?
Well, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you want, if you got the choice to have a body part in your mouth, wouldn't you want to be clean?
Well, obviously, you couldn't be the judge.
You don't want Fremunda in there. I mean, if bad enough, you got balls in your mouth. You don't want Fremunda in there.
At this point, we should change the subject because this is getting gross.
Well, I'm just saying, if someone's going to, you know, if you're going to be forced to do something like that, you'd want them to clean themselves. Why do you want anything dirty in there?
I don't want anything in there.
Well, but if they're paying you millions of dollars, well, you know.
In your case, right, $1 million and people can put balls in your mouth.
I mean, you lose half of it to taxes.
Well,
that.
Then I need $2 million. I need to clear a million.
You need $1 million for each testicle.
And I think you're right. I think when it's over $1 million, you lose, what, 39% or something? But hopefully, it'll be back up to that Reagan-Clinton era where it's like 40-some-odd percent. Soon.
So you can dunk balls?
No, just to piss off the Fox News guys.
Okay.
It makes them angry. I love when they get all riled up.
Wow.
So, the other thing going on, other than balls. So, is anyone interested in buying a new PS3?
All right. Nice segue.
So here's the deal. The reason I'm broke, you guys know the PS3 broke.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was under warranty. It broke. And everybody told me, they said, well, with your warranty, they're going to send you a gift card back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like five people told me, nah, they're just going to send you a gift card for like...
And then they sent you a new PS3, didn't
they? For like $400, they'll send you a gift card. So I said, great. So I went out and bought a new PS3. All right? Got the brand new PS3. Works great. So I'm sitting here waiting for my gift card because my machine is supposedly, you know, not repairable.
Fried.
They sent me a message saying, you'll be receiving your new PS3 in the mail. It has already been shipped. Well, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Nope.
So now I'm going to be stuck with two new PS3. What the hell am I going to do with two of them?
Give one to your daughter.
I'm not going to give one away. I got to get my money back for...
No, give it to your daughter.
The whole reason I bought the new one is because I thought I was going to get a gift card that I could pay the money back with.
Just throw it on eBay.
Yeah, maybe. Might do that. It's a good idea.
Or Craigslist or something like that. And also put like a listing for I Will Teabag for $1 million. See if that happens for you.
How dare you.
You said it.
And that's $2 million. What's worth more money right now? The euro or the... The euro. The is 2 million euros.
Getting continental.
Yeah. Well, I want more money, you know.
Continental ball sack.
I don't want someone I don't want someone dipping their balls in my mouth and give me 2 million pesos. That's for damn.
You know...
That's like $1.80.
You know, maybe you got a point there, Ray, though. What? You get like a Frenchman to do it for 2 million euros or something. And then who's he going to tell?
Yeah.
Zetalers.
I'm going to list on Craigslist. I'll take a teabag for $2 million.
Must be French.
Must be French. And your balls must be cleaned.
Not garlic.
Yeah, so I got a brand new... So I'm going to have two PS3s coming my way. I don't know.
So that's good.
I don't know what to do.
Just sell it. Don't even open it and sell it.
Yeah.
I think you should, you know what you should do with that? is like get like a really sexy outfit, stand on the corner, and be like, "Sell my PS3 or tea bags."
Hey, hon. Hey. Come get your PS3.
Is that you doing your English impression?
Randy has a good point. He goes, "Take the other one back. Tell him it isn't working. I've had it for like, how long's it been? I've had it for a couple weeks. I don't think I can take it back."
And
I played it. I played it, and it's working fine. Why would I? You know, this doesn't seem fair.
Somebody bought you one for your birthday.
I've only had this for 2 weeks, and somebody bought me one for my birthday. What will I do? Well, anyway, if anybody wants to buy it, I'll sell it to a listener at a reduced rate. Okay. So drop me an email.
$2 million.
Or get them on FormSpring and inquire about T-Bags. All right.
And by the way, I will be deleting offensive questions on the FormSpring.
Oh, trust me.
I will get around.
That'll be funny coming in.
I'll get around to answering some of the questions later on, I promise. Okay? Tomorrow. More than likely tomorrow. My Cubs finally won last night. I know the Mets won the first game. What are they doing? What have they done since? Have they played or rained out or what's going on?
Hold on a second. I'll check.
Okay. Because I know that they look good that first game.
Well, yeah, Santana would have been on the mound the first game.
Yeah, he looked good, too. Everybody was, the deal with the Mets. This is why I love Mets and the Yanks. A lot of people in the media, you know, they're fans of the New York teams.
One and two.
Like John Stewart. Oh, so they lost the next two. John Stewart, like when the Mets won, you know, he was in heaven. And I know that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I know that feeling. The Cubs lost the first two, and they looked terrible. They win the third, and I'm all happy, you know.
Yeah, the Mets and the Cubs are in the exact
same spot. We're just going to be sucking this year. You know who's good? The Cardinals look pretty. I watched the Cardinals that first game. They look good. And
San Francisco's 3-0.
They look real. And, you know, have you seen Vernon Wells from Toronto? Mm-mm. Vernon Wells has already hit 4 home runs.
Jesus.
I know. He's crushing the ball. And this is what makes me mad. He's a guy who they owed him a lot of money. So Toronto wanted to get rid of him. And I guess at one point they offered him to the Cubs, and the Cubs didn't bite. And now I'm thinking, oh, my God, they should have taken it. Because Vernon Wells has been saying he's injured. He said, hey, I'm injured. That's why I haven't been playing good. And nobody believed him. They're like, yeah, you were just on steroids. Because that's the thing that happens. These guys who were good a few years ago, Alfonso Soriano, Derek Lee, you know, the guys that really were good ball players, you know.
Carlos Delgado.
And now they suck. But the thing is, while they had good seasons, they got paid these contracts worth just a ton of money, you know. So their teams got duped. And then all of a sudden when the tighter steroid testing came into play a couple years ago, these guys' averages have just gone. Vladimir Guerrero. They've all just gone to hell. But yet they're still owed all this money. So everybody thought with Vernon Wells, they're like, oh, well, how convenient. The new steroid testing comes in and he can't hit. And he's been telling everybody, I'm injured, I'm just injured. And then, you know, now all of a sudden, though, it looks like it's not an injury, that it's, it looks like it wasn't steroid. It looks like he actually was injured. So that's kind of cool. Good for him. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray. Hello.
Hey, Ray, it's Dustin.
Dustin.
Hello. Hey, do you still have the receipt for your PlayStation 3 that you bought?
I think we have the receipt, yeah. I think my wife, yeah, she keeps all receipts, I imagine, yeah. She had the receipt for the original one.
Take the brand new one and take it back to the store and tell them you don't need it anymore and don't open it or nothing.
Yeah, but
you'll get all your money back.
Yeah, but I've been playing it for, like two, 3 weeks or whatever.
You've been watching internet
No, keep that one and do the old switcheroo on them. When they send you the brand new one, you know, take the receipt.
Yeah.
For the one that you bought,
well,
and give them the brand new one that's never been opened.
Hey, Gully,
you'd have to take the contents out of the box.
Yeah, hey, Gully, can I ask you this? Because they said they're sending me a new one, but the one that I had repaired was the old fat one. Are they sending me a fat one back, do you think, or are they sending me...
No, they'll send you the slim
one?
The new one out.
So you don't think they're sending the fat
one? Yeah, I would think they'd send the new one,
because it would cost them less. It would cost them less, so you'll get a slim one.
Well,
so,
yeah, but shouldn't I get something of equal value? I mean, I paid $400 for my PS3 a few years ago. That's the one I wanted just repaired.
It's like for like. That's what they're doing. So,
So Dustin, you say
you could always risk finding an idiot on eBay, like Gully said.
So you say
there's plenty of them.
Take the new one that they return back to the store with the other receipt.
Yeah, do the old switcheroo on them.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe I will. I don't know. Yeah. I'll try. I'll try.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, the store's not losing nothing. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe the store will. Maybe they'll just turn around and sell it again, right?
Yeah, they'll just turn around and put it back on the shelf, sell it for the same amount. Yeah. They ain't losing nothing.
I don't want anybody checking any serial numbers and accusing me of, you know, shenanigans. I'll do
go
one of those
go
things.
Go to jail for doing the illegal return.
I know.
Return.
Then I'll get my tea bagging and I won't make my $2 billion. Thank you, Dustin.
Listen, send me to Best Buy jail.
Yeah. There I'll be. Yep. What are you in for? Oh, man, I murdered somebody. What are you in for? Oh, man, I assaulted 15 people in a bar. What about you? I tried to change in a PS3.
Get sent down for stretch of time.
Guess which one's biting a pillow? It ain't the murderer, I tell you that. All right, thank you, Dustin. Shumble in his
eye. All right, brothers. Hey, good to see you, Gorilla, on a Friday.
All right, man.
Shumble in his eye with us. What's up, Shawnee?
Nature boy here. How you doing?
Hogan! Sean Belin is on with us.
Sean, how you doing there?
A fellow member of the Aryan Nation, like our guest yesterday, Glenn Miller.
Oh, nothing better than me. You know what? There's just nothing more wholesome.
Did you ever listen to the whole thing? Did you ever listen to the whole thing, or did you blow it off?
You know what? I haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
Because you told me last night you were thinking of listening to it. And did you get the Stitcher app yet?
You know what? I'm about to try it again. I got halfway through and it didn't take them. Also, I'm having a problem with a couple other BlackBerry apps. I might have been dropped one too many times, but I got the invite from Skip.
Yep.
Maybe I'm doing something wrong, because everything I'm doing is wrong. Because I tried the program you've got on Facebook that interacts, and for some reason it wouldn't interact with Facebook. So either
what you need to do is go to the click on chubbyray.com, click on the Stitcher app, and put your phone number in, and they will text you the download. They'll do it automatically for you. Let them do the work. That's the best way to. If you have a phone, all right, that is a smartphone, some type of smartphone, then go ahead and just put your phone number in the box. Go to chubbyray.com, click on the Stitcher app, and go ahead and put your number in. And they will send you everything that you need. It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And it's pretty cool. All you do is you get that, and they take care of everything for you. Next thing you know, you're listening to. And not just us, by the way. The reason I like Stitcher, and by the way, I'm not getting a dime from Stitcher. I don't get anything from Stitcher. I know the Stitcher people are happy with us because people listen to us, and that makes me happy. And considering we want to start selling advertising, I want to get as many people as possible to listen. But Stitcher is great because when you go to Stitcher, you know, you can either search. You can just search the on-demand, put in Chubby Ray, okay? Or I'm sorry, just hit the search button and put in Chubby Ray. Or just go to Culture and Lifestyle and click on Comedy, and we're one of the first ones that come up, which is very nice of them. I mean, we're right there. It's Adam Carolla, The Onion, Chelsea Lately, and Chubby Ray. I mean, we're one of the top ones listed, which, by the way, is very cool. I don't know if they're listing us because we had so many listeners from yesterday or what, but it is very cool. So there you go. Get that. Why are you laughing, Gorilla?
Sean's such an imitator that he decided as well that he should get a form spring. So I just asked him a question.
Sean, did you get the form spring thing?
You know what? I didn't make it didn't link for whatever reason to my Facebook very well.
He's now listen, Sean is he's not an imitator. I told him last night to get it. He wasn't stealing from me. I actually told him, I said, you should do this. So it's not like he was stealing.
Lana cheat and steal.
So it'll start posting soon. It doesn't post immediately, Sean. I found out the hard way. It takes about,
gotcha.
Yeah, it takes about so long to kick in. When it finally kicks in, it hits you all at once, too. Be careful.
Yikes. Better watch. I may regret.
Yeah.
I'm about to keep my head like a hawk.
Is it a good? Did you ask him questions, Gorilla?
Look in the Skype window.
All right, I'll have a click on that. Hold on. All right. This is Sean's Formspring account, which, by the way, mine is formspring.me. formspring.me/ChubbyRay. Sean's, of course, is /SeanBelint, if you want to ask questions. Sean, you'll be shocked.
That's a lovely question.
Sean, you will be shocked. You'll be shocked at the amount of people that actually will ask questions. I'm serious. I was shocked.
I heard there was a SeanBelint imitator out there today.
All right, so here we have...
Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
Here's the questions. Here's what I see for Sean. If you could have invented one thing, what would it have been? Would you rather be rich or famous? If you could choose, how would you want to die? Do you have tickets for opening day? And that's Sean asked himself that question. So he must have asked that question to keep everybody from asking him that question or something. That's it. Those are the only questions I see. What else is there?
I was being it's pretty much the stuff that was already plugged in. You know, the three starter questions.
I deleted the starter questions.
And the fourth one I just put in because, I thought someone with, maybe if there was someone wealthy or someone who all of a sudden.
Did you ask him a question? Did you ask him a question, Gorilla?
Yeah, I asked him a question.
I don't see it.
Well, he hasn't answered it yet.
Oh, so we're waiting for him to answer it.
Thank God.
You want to just answer it on air?
Yeah, please answer it.
Yeah, maybe you can answer. Why don't you read the question? Read the question and answer it on air, Sean.
How much would it take for you to take a teabagging?
Hey, I said before, I'd do it for $2 million.
Yeah.
I have to use mouthwash.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I might have a... I might go for $500K today. I'm pretty broke. But, I'll have to have my on that.
You're cheap.
You say you do it for
yourself.
$500,000, you do it?
$500,000. Of course, who knows? I say that, and I'm
Sean would take a teabagging for $500,000. There you go. Wow, you're honest.
Cool.
You are honest, my friend. Did you ask me any questions on mine?
I have not yet.
Do you have any more questions?
What the hell question is this?
What's the next one?
Have you stared for longer than a minute at an erect penis?
What is it? Have you stared for longer than a minute? Of course he has, I imagine.
Yes.
He watches porn.
Yeah, true. Pretty much. Never in real life, though.
And he won't watch women-only porn. He's got to have
refresh it, Sean.
He's got to have.
I love women-only porn.
Sean's got to have men in it, too, or else it ain't good.
Not really. I actually prefer it without.
Refresh your thing, Sean. There's another question for you.
Oh, no.
What's the next question, Sean?
Have you ever... a couple of classics. Have you ever gone down on a man?
That one wasn't me.
That's got Gully written all over it.
No. That was IFS.
That was you? Oh, God.
Not in stick figure form. Not in my dreams. No, I haven't done it. Haven't done it yet. Won't do it. Haven't done it.
So what was the other question?
Wait, did you say he said you say I haven't done it yet? Are you planning? Well, I don't know. I guess for $500,
Well, that, I think you'd have to get in the seven figures there. But anyway.
What was the other question?
This is so foul, it may just open a portal to hell.
Here's some of the questions that I've got. Let me read some. I do want to read some of the questions I got.
Wait, I want him to read this one.
All right. Here's one that says, if Vanilla Gorilla got fired and was out of work, and the only job he could get was to model on Miss Kitty's playground, do you think he would forego unemployment and take the job with Hillbilly Joe?
Well, why don't they ask me that question?
Because you haven't set yours up yet.
Well,
and by the way, that's got P-double written all over it, because the very next question is, one time I threw a brick in the air and was playing catch. I hit myself in the head and blacked out for a few minutes. Would you like to watch Glenn Beck with me?
So have you got any more interesting ones, Sean?
Sean, let's hear some of the new ones you've got.
Let's see here. Oh, this is so foul. I find it hard to...
Let us hear the question.
You taste HBJ when you give Miss Kitty rim jobs.
Excuse me, what?
Finally, one of these lovely life and death questions.
All right.
Would you give a reach around in a cell to save your own life? All righty then.
Would you? That's what we want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'll be posting these today.
I can quite understand why, but you know.
You got another one, Sean.
I want to hear these questions. They're terrible.
It's not automatic, are they?
People are just go to Sean Balintz and ask him questions. Sean is answering questions right now on FormSpring. FormSpring.me/SeanBalintz. Mm-hmm. I'd like for you to continue to read some of these questions for everybody.
Oh, that's great. Oh, God in heaven.
Let's hear them. Are there any new ones coming up?
There should be. Any popular guy?
Golly, going. Golly's saying, there should be. I think we know who's asking them.
No. I'm drinking a beer. I'm just waiting for the inevitable.
Did you swallow the last time you blew a guy? Unless if you believe in reincarnation.
What the hell? Gorilla, did you ask that? Is that a gorilla question?
That was not me.
That wasn't me. But if you had to, would you spit or swallow?
Ray might have a question, too.
No, I haven't asked. Oh, wait, did you ask me a question?
You may have a question.
All right, hold on. Let me check. This is what you're doing, Gorilla. You're just going to each of our form springs and asking us follow-up questions.
I have you jumping a different
All right,
tab.
So here's the question that I have been asked. Sean, here's the question that someone has asked me in form spring. Does Sean Balint like it when you give him the dirty Sanchez?
Oh, that laugh sounds like he does like it.
The answer
what
is
the hell's the matter with
he likes. He likes it when my finger comes from his rectum, but not from mine.
Oh God!
He likes it. He likes it from if the Sanchez is his, and not somebody else's. He likes
maybe this website wasn't
he
such
likes
a good
his
idea.
Own scent. He likes his own bean dip.
I'm sure there's an interesting question. Just
by the way, I'm going to be deleting all of these questions that Vanilla Gorilla has asked. What's wrong with you?
God.
Disgusting.
What was that last question? Did you get a question?
Did Sean get another one?
I think he might have.
I'm busy looking at the dirty Sanchez.
Are you an expert at playing the rusty trombone? not an instrument of my expertise. Have you ever done anal? Have you ever had a beard rash on your pubes through man face contact? Are you plotting to kill Ray and steal his wife?
Oh, I believe that one.
I'm in that conspiracy. Are you kidding? That is the last woman in the world I would waste my time on if that happened, if something happened to you, because...
By the way, I have tape. I have tape of Sean playing Rusty Trombone.
Your wife would marry a 92-year-old man, a limbless man.
Leave my poor wife out of this. What's wrong with you?
I swear. I mean, if you think... if mankind... If the survival of mankind depended on marrying me, the planet would just die.
Yeah. Poor Shawnee.
No one has more reasons or more knowledge.
I at least have some class when I do this. I try to leave other people out of it.
Yeah, it's very classy when you go to shamble it like it when you give him the dirty Sanchez. Yeah, that's pure class, all
well,
right.
That's Sean.
That's pure class.
But I'm not like going after your wife or anything.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing last night is I didn't mind anybody ask me questions, but people were asking questions where they were insulting other people and the dead. So if they did that, I stopped. I didn't answer them. But for the most part, I answered it, you know. But I do it to try to be
funny. Oh, my God, do these questions show up automatically or they don't show up until you answer them, right?
Do they what?
these questions don't show up until you answer them, right?
Oh, they're on Facebook already, Sean.
Yeah.
Your questions are already up there.
Yeah, can you see them all?
It's just answer
stop
pending.
Messing with him.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking at it. Trust
no,
me. I'm,
it does not. No. They only when you respond. Only when you respond do they.
Oh, man.
Sean, I'm warning you right now. Let me warn you because I did it last night, and I literally thought there'd be five questions, and then I'd just move on.
Yeah.
You're going to be shocked at the amount of people that will ask questions. Once it posts, and you're getting people now that are maybe listening to the show, but once it posts, all right, and people start actually asking you questions, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked, one, at the amount of people that ask questions, and two, at the intrusiveness, all right, of their questions. It is unbelievable the questions that they will ask. Now, maybe they're just doing it to mess with you, but I got a lot of questions about what do you, asking about rumors. You know, I got, did so-and-so really cheat on his wife? Did so, you know what I mean? I was getting questions like that. I'm like, I'm not going to answer that question.
What? Was that me? Was that about me?
No, but I did get one about you, and I did get a question about you, yes. I chose not to answer.
What was the question?
It was too offensive. I wouldn't even.
You know. I'll answer the question.
No, it was very offensive.
I don't care. I'll answer it.
No, it was about your wife. I'm not going to. I like Mercy. I'm not going to repeat
it. What was it about, right?
It was offensive. It was.
So ask the question.
No, I'm not going to insult her. It had to.
Oh, come on, Ray.
No, it talked about fidelity and your wife. It wasn't nice. I deleted it. I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to answer it. It's ridiculous. Why would I answer that? She didn't do anything.
Well, don't answer it. Just ask me the question.
No, I like your wife. I'm not gonna.
I like her too.
Well, I'm not gonna say it. It's ridiculous.
I have nothing to hide.
Listen, people. When we tease Gorilla about his marriage, it is we're joking. I mean, don't get me wrong. We know he's up to no good, but we are joking when we tease him.
Wait. I'm up to no good. What does that mean?
It's just me joking. No, I'm just saying that we tease you. It's not. You know, if there were really problems, we wouldn't. I mean, if there was really, really serious stuff going on, I would just not. You know,
I have updates if you want.
No, I'm just saying, if you went to me and you said, "Hey, listen," "This is really serious. We're getting divorced, and it's getting very contentious, and we don't."
It's not getting contentious.
You know what I mean? And if you said, "Hey, listen." It's one thing, because I think even if you guys do get divorced, you probably still be friends. I know how you guys operate. But if you went to me behind the scenes and you said, "Hey, listen, it's getting it's getting pretty serious," and
actually, it's getting way better.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I know.
You've told me that, so I continue to tease you. But if you actually went to me behind the scenes and said, "Hey, listen, lay off the whole marriage thing." And I've had this happen before where we tease somebody about something and then they go to me and they say, "Hey, listen, lay off." Like, we used to give Jimmy the whole pot stuff. you know. And then he got busted, and he said, hey, listen, you know, can you lay off? Because, you know, I'm going to have to go to court because of this. You know, so if you went to me and you said, hey, there actually is something going on, we're getting divorced, and it's really becoming a bad scene, I'd stop. I wouldn't talk about it anymore. You know what I mean? That's just...
So do you want the update? I'm sure the...
Well, the update is up to you to put it out there.
Updates,
you know. I would imagine, I think you and your wife are headed for divorce. I've said it several times. But I think that you two would be... I think that you would probably be very...
civil?
Yes. I just imagine that. Because you guys are friends, you know.
Yeah, and I imagine you'd be quite okay with it.
Yeah, but like I said, if you went to me and you said, hey, everything's not going well, stop it, I'd stop. Because that's how I roll.
No, actually, things are way better now.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad.
Well, have you moved to another street?
No.
You still live in the same house, right?
Still, yeah, see, it's all the same stuff behind me.
Does she know you have a girlfriend? Or what, I mean, is that...
Is that why it's better?
Yeah. Have you let her get some of that girlfriend, too? Is that what's going
on? No.
Oh.
Carpet munching. I love that phrase. It's great.
So you're not getting a divorce?
We are.
You are. Okay. But you're remaining civil and still friends.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still going to live together?
Maybe for a little bit. It's still going to take time for us to get the divorce.
But you guys have decided that's what's going to, you decided that's what you want.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if that's what you want, you know. You still banging her every once in a while?
No.
Oh, you're done with that?
Oh, never mind.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Okay, I knew it. I knew he had a girlfriend.
The one that has been coming in the chat room.
That's actually your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Does your wife know your girlfriend?
Yes.
Was it the one that was on the bed?
Maybe.
Yeah, yes, I knew it. I knew she was his girlfriend. I knew that. I could tell that. Come on. We knew that. We could tell that. I didn't want to.
Listen,
I've had females who are just some of the best friends of mine in the world. They wouldn't be rolling around on my bed, I'll tell you that.
Well, the reason she was sitting in the bed, because I only have the chair. That's all I have in my room is the chair, the bed, the desk.
Soon you'll only have a bag full of clothes when she throws you out.
I've been on a female friend of mine's bed once. And that was when I was at Michelle's house and I was setting up her remote. She asked me to set her remotes up for her TV. And I went into her bedroom and was setting her... She has this TV, like her bedroom looks like a hotel. She's got a TV that's up on the ceiling in the corner, you know? Like there's this thing hanging from the ceiling and the TV's, you know, underneath it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, but she lost the remote, so she needed to get another remote. She couldn't program. I said, I'll come over there and program it. And while I was programming her remote, I was standing up and I said, screw this. So I sat on her bed at like the foot of her bed.
So you've been in Michelle's bed.
Yes, but the bed was made.
Oh, I've
and I was
done
at the,
on the covers.
You know, I mean, I was at the foot of it. And by the way, I was by myself. I was alone. Until she
You were alone in Michelle's bed? Did she get into something sticky when she got in it?
No. She was in the kitchen. And then she came walking into her bedroom. And she goes, wait, why the hell are you sitting on the bed? I said, because I'm not going to stand and work on this stupid remote. Screw that. So I sat on the foot of her bed. But I think I think she was kind of offended that I was sitting on the bed.
I just told my girlfriend.
And I was like, listen, I'm not gonna stand here and do this. It's ridiculous. Take 10 minutes to do this stupid thing. I had to go through all these codes for her weird Japanese TV that I don't even know who makes it. But that's the only time I've ever been in like anybody else's bed but mine. And I wouldn't let anyone, you know, be anywhere near my bed. But you had this girl at your house, she was practically laying on your bed.
Well, she was tracking down her children.
Only girls that lay on somebody's bed are girls you're banging.
She was tracking down her children, right?
Whatever.
It wasn't like she was laying on the bed.
I knew that you were fooling around with her because you don't let girls lay on the bed.
Oh, you do, too.
Yes, you do. No, you're crazy.
No.
Tracking down on the way more like.
Maybe a little crazy.
Yeah.
But not because
can I ask? You should set up one of these form friend things so we can ask all these questions. Did you, by the way, you opened this up, so I'm going to ask.
Go ahead.
Did you start banging this girl before you told your wife?
Before I told my wife what?
That you were with her.
No.
So you told your wife you had feelings for the girl before you started having sex with her?
No. Well.
So you had feelings for the girl and had sex with her before you told your wife?
No, other way around.
So you told your wife that you had feelings for another woman?
No. No.
So you met this girl online, probably.
It started out as something casual.
You meet her online?
Well, sort of.
All right.
She was a listener.
Oh, they're the worst kind. Oh, my God. You're banging a listener.
It's breaking the cardinal rule.
Oh, this is destined at horrible couple of years. I can't wait. So you meet this
that's right.
You meet this listener.
We thrive on your misery.
And then you start having feelings for her.
Yeah.
And so after you have the feelings for her, do you tell your wife that you're having feelings for another woman, or do you just go ahead and bang the other girl?
Well, knock the back off her.
I think you're kind of simplifying it a little bit.
Well, we see, because I don't have the experience. I've been married. You got to remember, I've been with Dee for, God, I mean, it's going to be 20 years.
Yeah, so, I think you're oversimplifying it just a little. The thing is that we had already decided that we were no longer going to. We've actually known this for a while. I haven't said anything because Mercy asked me not to.
So you and your wife have, for a while, been. You're married, but you're more roommates than.
Yeah, we're married by paper only.
Okay, and then you find some.
As a matter of fact, she took me on her Facebook status. She took me off as her husband.
Oh, is she seeing somebody else now too?
Perhaps.
Oh, maybe that question that I got was. Maybe the question that I got wasn't. Maybe it wasn't so wrong after all. Oh. What color is this guy? What color is the guy?
She has asked me not to talk about her.
Okay. Well, that's why I didn't bring up the question that I got in my thing.
Here, type it in the Skype.
I think you can figure out where I'm going. I don't think I need to type it.
All right.
But that's the question that I got. That's why I chose not to go public with it.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So, not that I have a problem with anything regarding your wife. I like your wife. I've always liked her.
I do, too. I don't hold any ill feelings or will toward her.
So you've had problems in your marriage for a while. You meet this other girl online, a listener.
Well,
and then you start having feelings for her.
It's complicated. It really is.
I imagine it is. Listen, I've been with my wife, like I said, for 20 years. Before I met my wife, I was living with another girl, and I had fallen out of love with her. Okay. And I just could not work up the balls to ask her to leave. And by the way, Sean's known me for a long time. I don't talk about this ever. Okay. I was living with somebody else, and I fell out of love with her. I don't think I ever loved her. All right. And I just wanted her. I wanted her gone, but I didn't have the balls to step up and tell her. And so what I did is I just started acting like a schmuck. I started acting like as big an asshole as I could be in hopes that she would just leave. Uh-huh. And, you know, I was doing things like just not having sex, you know, just refusing to have sex with her, just doing anything to just get her to go away and leave me alone. And it was such a pussy way to get out of it, you know, that And the weird thing is I was dating another girl. When I met that one, I was dating a girl who I actually liked. She was really cool, and she was really – I don't know if I was in love with her or not, but I really liked her. We were a good fit. She was – I like independent women, obviously, because my wife's really independent. I don't like needy women. And I was dating a girl who was independent, and she was cool, and, you know, she was pretty free with everything. And then I started cheating on her with the girl that I eventually moved in with.
Okay.
So I was really honest with the first girl. I sat around and said, hey, listen, I met somebody else, and I told her everything. And she got really, really angry.
I bet she did.
She got really, really angry. Okay.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, it was a bad scene. And she was friends with all my friends, and it was real. And I think my friends were choosing her over me. And she was my—I shouldn't get into this, but she was my brother's wife's sister. I mean, it was a lot. Yeah, that was a big issue. It was a big scene. Although my brother wasn't.
Way to go, Ray.
My brother wasn't married at the time, but they were dating. And you know, so anyway, I cheated on her and then told her, and she got all angry. And then, so I was kind of afraid to tell the one girl I was living with that I was out of love, that I fell out of love with her. So I let it go on way too long.
Yeah, that was, I told you I lived with somebody before I met Mercy. And that was kind of the same situation. It should have been like an 8-month relationship that turned into 2 years.
Yep, there you go.
Wow.
But finally, when I worked up the when I did work up the balls to finally say, hey, listen, you know, this is, because she kept saying, what is wrong with you? Why don't you, and I finally told her, I said, listen, it has nothing to do with, you know.
Did you use the, it's not you, it's me line?
Well, no, she was, because I said I stopped having sex, I just wouldn't do it. And she was, is there something wrong with you? And I finally said, listen, she goes, a man needs sex. I go, you damn right, a man does need it. And don't worry, I'm getting it.
Oh, way to go, Ray.
You know, I mean, it finally came to a head like that.
That's a dangerous, dangerous situation.
Okay. I wish, in hindsight, I wish I would have told her in advance. I wish I, you know what, because I knew I was living with this girl in Ohio, and I knew it was going to fail. And yet I moved to Texas with her. And so I moved all the way across the country with this girl. And I think I kept her because she had a good car and stuff. I liked her car.
Because that's the reason why anybody should date somebody.
She had a good car, and she had lots of cool furniture. So, you know, like I liked all the things I had with her. But then finally, it just got to the point I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. I have to end this. So I finally did it, and she said she was miserable too. And I said, well, then you got to move. Can I? So she finally moved back to Illinois. And then when she moved back to Illinois, I dated a bunch of women. In between her and my wife, I dated a considerable amount of women, but I learned so much from the relationship that I got out of. I learned so much from it that I was always honest with every woman that I met, okay? And mm-hmm. I told them right up front, hey, listen, I'm seeing other people, and I have no intention of blah, 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 you know. And long story short, I was in a great place when I met my wife. I mean, I was in the perfect place mentally. And I knew the first date I had with my wife, I knew that she was my soulmate, you know. And we were going to be together forever. So that's what you get when you're mentally prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would have met my wife, my thank God I didn't meet my wife when I was still with that other girl, because then what would have happened? Would I have gotten a chance to realize it, you know. It's all timing in life.
It is.
And mine's pretty crappy, except for my wife. I had great timing with her, so there you go.
You only have to get it right once, though.
And you only have to get it right for 60 seconds, I hear.
That's right. I don't even know what that means. But our first date, though, we had it down, so that was pretty good. But I'm sorry to hear that yours is coming to an end, and I will still continue to tease you about it.
Oh, please do.
And so what is your plans with this other girl?
We don't have any.
You're just hooking up with her.
You know what?
No, not like that.
All right, did you, let me ask you, you answer it or not. Did your wife know of the other girl's existence before you banged the other girl?
Yes.
Okay. So you were up front.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all you can do. And you weren't committing any adultery or anything? I guess you were, but...
Well, technically, I still am.
Right, yeah. So you are an adulterer like Sean Bolin, then, is what you're saying.
Has Sean Bolin ever actually been married?
No, but I believe he's been an adulterer.
Well, I guess
he's been part of it.
We'll have to... He's gone, but I think he has committed adultery.
Yeah, because even if the other person is married,
you're still committing adultery. Yeah.
Right.
I think there's a story where he hooked up with a chick that he didn't know was married or something. I will have to ask him next time.
Well, then, is that really his fault? In God's eyes, would he go, you know, maybe.
Sean's very Catholic. I don't know. I don't know what's in God's eyes.
I'm sure he could ask for forgiveness in that one. I'm sure God's...
He even forgives the priest for what was obviously some type of molestation. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's how we work. That's how we end up like that.
I think Sean secretly feels it's his fault. You know, that Gully's the same way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's not an adulterer. He's a philanderer.
Well, Gully feels it was his fault for dressing too hot. That's why the priest got him. So.
Oh, he broke with two wives.
There's a lot of mental problems for these young Catholic boys when they grow up.
I understand that.
We're pretty messed up.
I'm glad you came clean about your marriage. It's very interesting. But my point is, if you'd have ever gone to me off the air and said, hey, it's getting to be a bad situation, don't bring it up, I would have never brought it up.
No, actually, like I said, things have been actually going pretty well.
Now that the initial shock is gone.
No, it wasn't. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about ever since we decided that, you know.
When the two of you decided that it wasn't going to work out and you were eventually going to divorce, life got better.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to say this. When I broke up with that girl, after I broke up with her, and we decided 100% that she was leaving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was some of the best sex I ever had with her.
Wow. Why were you still having sex with her?
But because I wasn't before. And then after she's like, okay, this is when I'm leaving. She got it like set up to where her father was going to come down and get all her stuff and bring her back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, great. So I knew an end date. I knew it was over, so... I mean, listen, she was hot. She was really attractive. She nagged me to death. I mean, this girl drove me crazy. I just didn't love her, you know? But I was a young guy. I was in my, you know, I was like 21 or whatever. I was really young. She nagged me to death. And I didn't love her. But she still, I was still attracted to her. I mean, when I was holding out sex from her, it was actually hard to do. Of course I wanted to have some. You know, I was a young guy. Of course I wanted to do stuff. So I just, because I didn't love her, that was how I, you know, that was my way of trying to push her out the door. But after she said, yes, I'm leaving, it's this date, it's over with, I think I got her, I think I was knocking out a couple times a day. Some of the dirtiest stuff she did was after that.
Hmm.
You know.
Yeah, when I split up with my ex and I was meeting her when she was seeing the other guy, the dirtiest things happened there.
Yeah, because it's over. It's not, you know.
The pressure's off.
The reason that I was withholding it from this girl, all right, when I was living with her, is because the reason I withheld it is because I wanted her to leave. And it was the pressure of wanting to get her out of my life. When she decided she was going to get out of my life, it was just like she was every time with her was like a one night stand. I knew eventually Wow. she was going to leave. All the pressure was off, so I did whatever, and I was totally I wasn't in love with her. I can be honest, I didn't even like her that much.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So
but
that last like week or two, I forgot how long it was you know, but that last week or two was really good. And then she moved away. And then, like I said, like so many months later, I don't even know, like 6 months later maybe, I met my wife.
So, VG, is this like a relationship, a new relationship, or is it more just like, you know, sexual? Just out of interest.
It is a relationship.
Okay.
I mean, she's putting her finger up his rectum.
Oh, what? She's not giving me any clues.
How many fingers you let her put in?
She has not put any.
Because you only put the wife put the one in. Do you let the girlfriend put the two in?
She puts a hand and a half in.
That means you really must love her if you're like.
Do you let her stick her fingers in and have a wriggle?
Would I let her or have I let her?
Would you? I think you would.
I think so.
But she was pretty hot. You know what? She's pretty hot, actually. I remember, Gully, you remember her on camp? She was pretty hot, wasn't she?
Yeah, she did bend over in front of the camera.
By the way, she was, and you know, your wife's like brunette and short, and this girl seemed tall and blonde. I mean.
No, she's actually shorter.
Oh, is she? Maybe yeah. It was the camera. But she looked completely different.
I like women. I don't, unlike Sean, I don't judge based upon.
I'll tell you something. When I was growing up, I had a thing for my fantasy girl, and you guys are going to think I'm lying or crazy. Every guy's got, when they're young, every guy's got like a fantasy girl. Like you got in your mind what the chick you want to, you know, what they look like. You know what I mean? I had a vision in my mind of what my fantasy girl was supposed to look like. And I ended up marrying her. I mean, it looked exactly like my wife. Maybe, and by the way, that might be the reason I was so attracted to her when meeting her. That might have been the first tip-off. But she was exactly the type I always wanted to have. And I was always hooking up with, like, blondes and, you know, just different-looking girls. But I always had a thing for, like, you know, like the girls I crushed on in high school, with the exception of, like, one girl that was a blonde I had a pretty big crush on from, like, grade school. But the rest of them, they were all, like, dark-haired girls with, you know, with tan skin and just everything, you know, everything that that I liked about my fantasy girl was what my wife ended up having, which is probably what drew me to her to bother her until she went out with me. And then it became so much more about looks, or so much less about looks and more about just how she made me feel and how I made her feel. You know what I mean? That's what ended up getting us to fall in love. So, but I think every guy has a type.
Yep, it's true.
And then when you find your type, you think to, and I think that's one of the reasons that you go, oh my God, I'm so lucky to have found my type.
Because
a lot of times you can have a girl, like I've been with girls and some people say, wow, that chick's really hot. And I'd be like, yeah, she is. But, you know, like I would think in the back of my mind, yeah, but she's not the dark-haired, you know, dark-skinned, beautiful ass girl that I fantasize about. Even though she's blonde, she's got big boobs and, you know what I mean? All those things. And that's why when I think that's what drew me to my wife is I was so physically attracted to her.
So Surfer Girl. All the pieces are coming together for Surfer Girl.
Well, Surfer
right
Girl's
now.
Hearing the story of your new girlfriend and she's going, oh, crap. Now she's figuring out that it was a listener.
We're the ones that got robbed when we did the April Fool's joke last week.
Oh, you and the girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, yeah, I assume that.
I think you're going to end up, like when you're in your late 50s, you probably had 4 or 5 failed marriages by then, VG, yeah. To be honest.
You know, I don't ever want to get married again.
You never know.
We'll see.
Never say never.
Won't be long. You're going to be stepdaddy, BG. And
I don't ever want to get married again.
We'll see. It doesn't matter if you do.
Yeah, it does.
Sure it does. If you fall in love with a girl, and you say, I'm never going to get married again. And you convince yourself you're never going to get married again. And then they tell you you're going to get married again. You're going to get married again.
No.
Yep.
Sure you will. Come on.
Never.
Come on.
I don't want to get married again.
You say that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with two people, you know, I don't even know.
I was in I have nothing against marriage. I love marriage, okay? Especially since I've been married forever, you know.
Yes, we know. You've been married for 20 years.
But I'm saying that, you know, so I haven't been married for 20 years, but I, you know, I love marriage. But I lived with my wife for the first couple of years. I would have continued living with her forever. You know what I mean? I didn't need to be married, you know. Obviously, for our parents, they wanted the marriage, you know. But it was I didn't need marriage to qualify my relationship.
Okay.
But my wife was said, you know, we should get married. I'm like, okay, whatever. But if she would have never asked, or if she would have never implied she wanted, and I did, I mean, and I think I gave her the option of, you know, I'm re- whenever you want to, whenever you want to get married, I'm ready. And I think she knew that from like our first date, and the same with her. I could tell her, I could feel it with her. But if even if I would have not wanted to, okay, even if I would have not wanted to be married, if she'd have gone to me and said, "Well, you got to marry me or lose me," I would in a heartbeat. I would have married.
Oh yeah,
in a heartbeat, no doubt about it. And we just decided we should be married. You know,
decent, you should never. That's why I'm saying you really should never. You should never dismiss it because you never know. Life can change. Yeah. You can
nope.
change.
Mm-mm.
You never
don't,
know.
Just don't want to get married again.
Don't say never.
Nope.
All right. Never say never, sucker.
Oh, yeah.
Sucker. All right.
Six wives into it, he'll be saying he never wants to get married again.
So here's what we learned on today's show. Everybody should get a FormSpring account and be bombarded with disgusting questions from your friends.
From me and Gully.
If you want to get people to listen to your podcast, have racist on your have racist guest on your show, and your numbers will go up. If you have
$1 million, Ray will.
If you everyone has a number to put balls in their mouth, and Ray was right all along. VG has had a girlfriend on the side. Thank you. That's what we've learned on today's show.
Not on the side.
Oh, yeah. Out in the open.
Right in front. Right in front on the bed.
Yeah, not on the side. Right in front on the bed. Yep. Even nice. You've been giving out mustache rides. Hey, Vanilla. Vanilla Gorilla, you've been giving out mustache rides. All right, say goodbye, Gorilla. Let's get out of here.
Tati Fogle.
Say goodbye, Gully.
Carpet Muncher.
Hey, special thanks to listener Dustin for calling in with the tip about returning my video game, considering now I have two brand new systems. Special thanks to Sean Bullitt for calling in. Thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys Monday at 4:30. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great weekend. Let's go, Cubs.
Go, Cubs.